Avakama Perikhes Mishnah Zion. This Mishnah will deal first with the forgiveness process if you've done damage to someone, and then it's going to deal with the scenario where somebody actually asks you to do damage to them or to their property, what the halacha is under those circumstances. The Mishnah begins, Aval pi shehu nosin lo, even though you give the financial damages that you owe, the nezek, the tzar, ripoy, shevas, and boshes, eino nimchalo, you're not forgiven, ad shivakish bimenu, until you request from him, meaning you request mechila from him, forgiveness from him. Shenemar, as it says regarding the incident when Avimelech, the king of Plishtim, had stolen, had kidnapped Sarah Imenu from Avram Avinu, and Hashem told him, Vata hashev eshes begomer, you now have to return this married woman, kinavihu, because he's a, the Mishnah, it doesn't bring this part of the pasuk, but the pasuk continues that he's a navi, ve'yispal badcha, and he will daven for you. And so the indication from that is that Avimelech needed to get his forgiveness from him in order so that the fact that he's davening for him, it means that he had asked for forgiveness. The Mishnah continues, Minayin shelo yehei amochal achzari. How do we know that the person who is being asked for forgiveness should not be cruel, should not withhold the forgiveness? Shenemar, vayispal Avraham el ha'elokim, that Avram indeed davened Hashem, vayirpa elokim as Avimelech, and Hashem healed Avimelech and his household, begomer. So you see that Avraham Avinu did forgive him. Now the second idea of the Mishnah, having to do with somebody asking you to do damage to them, ha'omer sameas eini, somebody says to you, blind my eye, kta es yadi, cut off my hand, shvoras ragli, break my leg, chayav, the person who listens to him and does it is liable, because we assume that he is being facetious, he doesn't really mean it. Almanas liftor, even if the person were to say that you should do it on the condition that you will be putter, he is still chayav, because people are simply not mochel to you to damage them personally like that, and therefore we do not take it seriously. There's another way to read the Mishnah, and that is that the statement almanas liftor was not being made by the person who's asked that the damage should be done to him, but rather it's a response from the person who was asked to do the damage, and he's saying, you want me to damage you? Almanas liftor, is this on the condition that I'll be putter? And the person says yes. He is still chayav. And the presumption is that he's saying, when he says yes, he's doing it in as a question. Yes? Do you think I really want to be damaged? When I say, you ask me, Amanas Liftor, you think I'm serious? Of course not. But if he, then Nechbal, the person who's asked to be damaged, would have said from the get-go, Amanas Liftor, then you, Taka, you really would be putter if he would say it outright like that, according to this opinion. Now the Mishnah moves to discuss not where you ask somebody to damage you personally, which is much more difficult to believe, but rather they ask you to damage their property. Kras ksusi, rip up my clothing. Shvor es kadi, break my jug. Chayav, you're chayav, because he did not mean it seriously. However, if he says almanas liftor, it's on the condition he'd be putter, then he is indeed putter. Now, if he says asay kain leishponi, he tells them, go do it to so-and-so, almanas liftor, and you'll be putter, meaning to say, you'll be putter because I'll do the paying, chayev, the shliach, the person you send to do it, he's still liable. He's not allowed to act, and therefore he still bears the responsibility. Bein begufo, whether or not you tell him to damage the person physically himself, bein mamono, or to damage his property, either way. Interesting that the Rambam writes in Hilchas Chovel Omazik, he says, even though the person who does the damage is the one who's responsible, as the Mishnah says, however, the person who tells him to do it is shutfo ba'avon, he is his partner in the sin, for Rasha hu, and he's considered a Rasha.